Lucius Allen joins us on Sports Byline. He played 10 years in the NBA with Seattle, Milwaukee, and the Lakers, as well as Kansas City after an All-American career at UCLA with Coach John Wooden. And he was part of two of John Wooden's UCLA NCAA championship teams back in 1967 and 68. And that 68 team featuring three consensus All-Americans, Allen, Lou Alcindor, and that was what he was called at that time, and Mike Warren, are considered to be the best and greatest team in men's basketball history. You grew up in Kansas. Tell me how that molded you both as a person and also as a basketball player, Lucius.
Well, you know, my mother was a Baptist, and so I was very fortunate to have that strong family tie and, you know, knowing the spirituality and having a knowledge of that I wasn't the one that was really in control of this, that there was a power that was greater than me. So I had that foundation. The fact that we were in the Midwest made it particularly interesting because I was a great athlete, and I didn't have a lot of tough competition. So I was able to really dominate and do very, very well as far as my athletics were concerned. The coach that I had demanded that I get good grades. I didn't like that part at the time, but it turned out to be able to get me into an institution like UCLA. So I had a lot of great positive things going. My high school basketball coach was considered in the state of Kansas the John Wooden of high school basketball. 13th championship year, the team went to the state championship, and 12 of those 13 years, they won the championship. The one year that they didn't win the championship, they finished runner-up. So I had a tradition of thinking that when I stepped on the basketball floor, I was supposed to win. And so that carried over into UCLA and, of course, into the NBA.
I'm going to assume something, and if I'm wrong about this, Lucius, feel free to correct me, but with that Baptist philosophy background, I would assume that you were very appealing to teams because you were more oriented to the team rather than to the individual.
That is so true. My coach demanded it. I didn't know any other way to play. It's really interesting. My formative years, I played three-on-three with my brothers, and it was all brother teamwork. To this day, I never could beat my brothers one-on-one because they had that psych over me. I could beat anybody in the nation one-on-one, but I couldn't beat my brothers. So that teamwork and that aspect and knowing that you were not the one that really made this team go, it was a team concept. So it really appealed to me as a player. I always played that way. And, of course, I think it made for the fact that I always picked the right teammates.
Tell me a little bit about those.
We all had that team concept, and we all played together and excelled together.
Tell me a little bit about those, those games against your brothers. What they were like?
Well, we played for our lunch, 25 cents a game, and we went from school ground to school ground, challenging anybody. The Allen brothers would each have a quarter. So it was 75 cents thrown out, and the other team would put their 75 cents out, and whoever won would take the change. And I learned very quickly that if we lost, my two older brothers were going to take it out on me. It was never their fault. It was always my fault. So what I did so that I could compete against these older guys is I would practice in the mornings, and then in the afternoons we'd go and receive the fruits of our rewards. So I learned at an early age that if you work hard and you work properly, John Wooden always said, perfect practice makes for the perfect play. If you don't practice perfectly, then you're going to play like you practice.
I know back then that there was the word that, you know, John Wooden really didn't get out and actively recruit. He just had a list of players he wanted, and he said, get me this one, and this one. Tell me a little bit about how you were recruited to UCLA.
Very interesting. The only camp I ever went to was a Fellowship of Christian Athletes basketball camp, and my high school coach arranged for me to go to this camp. It so happened that Coach John Wooden was at that camp, and it was the year that Bill Bradley, a kid from Missouri, we all related to him in Kansas, averaged about 50 points a game in the Final Four. I think he had something like 55, 50, something ridiculous. I forget the numbers, but Bill Bradley was there, and, of course, he was featured. And I was playing at this camp, and it was an outdoor camp. And we're up in Estes Park, Colorado, where there was plenty of wind. Being in Kansas, we had no trees. I could shoot the ball, and I could gauge the wind, shoot the ball accordingly, and still knock it in. So Coach Wooden got a chance to see me knock in jump shots in the wind, shot after shot after shot. And he decided I ended up being the MVP of the camp, and I got a chance to play against Bill Bradley. And so I'm all goo-goo-eyed, and Bill Bradley and I, we get a chance, we go out and we play, and Bill Bradley lets me win. I think it's me, but he's such a great guy. So Bill Bradley lets me win this little one-on-one. So I'm full of it. Coach Wooden comes out and congratulates me, and 2 weeks later, the representative for UCLA called and said, we want to talk with you about coming to UCLA. So that's how that happened.
Tell me about a kid coming out of Kansas, going to Los Angeles, and was it culture shock for you? Plus, it was during a period of time, remember, mid-60s to the late 60s, that you were there, and that was kind of a tumultuous time in this country. Tell me what that was like for you.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I can put it in words. At first, the flight to Los Angeles was my first time ever flying on an airplane. And when I land in the city of Los Angeles, a guy by the name of Lou Alcindor lands a half hour before me and meets me at the baggage claim. Well, needless to say, I'm goo-goo-eyed, and, you know, my head comes up to this guy's belly button. And the assistant coach introduces us and says, you guys are going to be teammates and you're going to be roommates. So we thought we'd get you together as soon as you got here. So that's how my relationship started with Lou Alcindor. First thing we wanted to do is go to the basketball court because I'd read about this guy in all of the magazines, and I wanted to see if he could play. And so that's where our respect for each other came. I didn't go inside, and he didn't come outside. So we had a mutual respect as far as the basketball is concerned. But Los Angeles was the big city, and I was from the country, and I'm from humble beginnings, and I was thrown out in this place called Westwood, and I was given food like broccoli, half-cooked, and lamb, something I'd never eaten, and a steak that, you know, it didn't have gravy. So I was in a culture shock. I was out with the academically. I didn't feel that I could compete with these people because they were in classes of 500, and my largest class in Kansas was 18. So it was a real transition that we had to make, all of us that came in from out of state. And it was a beautiful time when I look back on it, but very, very scary. And as we got into the basketball season, people started to recognize the talent that we had. We were beating teams ridiculous amounts, and Lou Alcindor was the rave. And, of course, we couldn't play as freshmen, but we really received a lot of camaraderie from the city of Los Angeles. And with the campus situations, you have to understand that we had mini skirts going on at that time. We had Black Power going on at that time. We had presidents being assassinated at that time. We had just so many different distractions just on the college scene. And I was so fortunate to have Coach Wooden as our mentor because he shielded us from all of that as much as we wanted to be involved. And we wanted to be involved. We, you know, we didn't appreciate the fact that Coach Wooden was making us All-American boys. So we wanted to be radicals and hippies. And, you know, so I'm so pleased that he was the one that took charge and made sure that the UCLA basketball program ended up being the program that it turned out to be. So a lot of crazy stuff happening, and too many things for me to even put into words at this point in time, because there's so many situations that came up.
Lucius Allen is with us. He played 10 years in the NBA. We'll talk about that portion of his career as we continue on, but also an All-American career at UCLA under Coach John Wooden. You heard him talk about Lou Alcindor. I'll talk to him a little bit when we come back about him. What is it that people don't know about Lou Alcindor that he, as one basketball player, could certainly enjoy about the way he played? We'll also talk about other aspects of his life, about getting drafted by Seattle in the first round with the third overall pick. We do all of that as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline.